Okay, we are up to Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rabbi Yochanan had said, "Halacha k'stam Mishnah." We asked from a stam Mishnah where we don't paskin that way. The Gemara answered because it's not a authentic Mishnah. It's not a what am I looking for? A Mishnah that's clear. Something's wrong in that Mishnah, and we were looking why. Why? I'm sorry. Article says corrupted transmission.
In transmission.
And we were looking why it's that way. So we're going to start from there. My timer, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And Baruch Maisha, I'm going to send you the test balloon letter today and the Deer Shoe thing. I'll write it and scan it and send it to you. Because I'm not going to be here Sunday. One balloon letter. If not, it'll be two tests in 1 week, the week afterwards. Rabbi Cohen loves that. My timer. What is the reason that the Mishnah, is, we say, is not an authentic transmitted Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah, there's a contradiction. The Tanishal Tamish and Itlu Achas Mibintai, Yachin of Achas Mibintai and Tar, says, if it's missing the middle one of three, it's Tar. That means, Hanish Tairu Bashtaim B'Mokim Echad, but if two are left together, the middle one is not missing, they're two consecutive to each other, next to each other, Tamay. Then it says the Shtayr by Gimel Tamei. You need three in a row. Gimel and Shtayim Loi. Only three, not two. So that's a contradiction. So obviously something is wrong in the transmission of that Mishnah. And then we can't pass it like that Mishnah because something went wrong. Zokta Gemara my Kusha. What's the Kasha? Dilma Haba Gavayasa, Haba Brayasa, by Gavayasa Brayasa, which is Tup Shatim and Rashi. First shot, which Rashi holds is not the main shot, is that the comb, the middle teeth, are more important than the side teeth. I'm sorry, are work better because they're right by the handle. The handle's in the middle, so the middle teeth do more than the side teeth do. So therefore, in the middle teeth, you need two can do the job. On the side teeth, the force is not the same. There you need three to do the job. That's the first shot in Rashi. Let's read it inside, and then we'll see the second shot in Rashi. Dr. Rashi, how did Tani Shtayim come maybe give you us up? I'm sorry, it's the Chazin Trey. They're better fit. Shehen Kineged Beis Yad HaMisrek. They're right by the handle of the comb. Shreich is by, and when he holds it, Mechavon is saying, listen, right, they're mamish there. They're right opposite him to do the combing, because it's the handle of there. Right, what? Right, they're more strong. Well, how do you kind of show the same way? The bias is the outside one. The other could say it's mamish, not the very outside one. I mean, in Isaac, it's saying Achaz Mentar. We said if the outside one doesn't count because it's a wide one. And Isaac, I'm sure it's Klape Rosh. Those are more pulled to the ends. They're in the Mechavanas connected base Yad HaMisrek. They're not right opposite the handle. Well, they're Chazi Kulahai and they're not as strong. Who can give them the Chazi Bemictus? I'm a Shtayim the Chazi Bemictus. Only three. Not two. That is the first shot. Mishnah Rina, Bahu Ikra. The Klash, I'll tell you a second shot, and to me that's the main shot. Begaviyasa or Beryasa, or Begavaisa or Bebraisa. How does he pronounce the word, by the way, Archville? No. The Hebrew, how does he pronounce Aramaic? Begavaisa, Bebraisa, Begavaisa, Bebraisa. Begavaisa. Begavaisa, Bebraisa. There are two rows of teeth. The outside ones and the inner ones. When you comb, there's an outside row and an inside row in that same comb. The outside row does the combing, and then when sometimes the wool falls off or the black falls off, it's caught by the inner row that it shouldn't fall out. Rashi says, because you comb with the outside one.
You're pushing this up.
And then, Uptimius liquid hatsemish lo
yibol. Pushing.
To me. They do the main job. Uptimius dying the base, it's only to hold it, and that's good enough too. So that's what Rashi holds is the main shot, that there are two rows of teeth. The outer row does more of the work. The inner row just catches the things that fall off, and therefore the outer row needs three, the inner row needs two. So there's no reason to say that there was any mistake in the transmission of this Mishnah. So why do we say that this Mishnah is not acceptable?
The Gemara only brings one shot, doesn't bring the inner and outer.
The Gemara says, Givyasa Brayasa, which means inner and outer. Inner and outer can be translated two ways.
Oh, right,
Rashi has two translations in the words inner and outer. Let me just explain. Inner and outer in the one row, or inner and outer in two rows? Yes, yes, Harav Kohn.
Why didn't
say
that first?
Rashi heard two pshatim from his rebbeim. He felt you should know both of them.
Because the
Iker
is the second.
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
He just brings down whatever he heard.
I honestly can't answer you. See, I don't think he holds the first pshat is wrong. Just likes the second pshat better. Something about right. So we're still back to the kasha. So why is this Mishnah not acceptable? Ela mahocha. The tani v'kulon shenitlu achas achas b'snei atzmon tmeis. The Braisa said that at the beginning, right, that if you take one out by itself, that's a keli, because you can use it to stretch, to clean a cup of the oil. It doesn't say a word about you have to fix it. It just says, take one out. It can work by itself. It's a keli. Then in the end it says, "Emesevan, achas v'skina l'nera l'mesuach." You took one out and fixed it, that it should be able to be used to clean the candle or to stretch tamea. Heskina and l'skina light. Only if you fixed it. It's a contradiction. Is it tummy by itself? You have to fix it. Therefore, is a raya that this Mishnah, something is wrong in the transmission. There's a contradiction in the Mishnah. Amar Abaye my kushya. So Abaye says, I don't see a contradiction. If a little piece of wood came along with that tooth, you don't have to fix it, because you have a handle for that tooth. If a little piece of wood didn't come along, so you have to do something, you should be able to hold it to be able to function. So one needs a skina, one doesn't need a skina. Amar Abaye my kushya. The Rabbah gives a different answer. It's a thin tooth, needs a handle. It's a thick tooth, you can hold it by itself. So we still don't have a reason why that Mishnah was a mistake in transmission. So why don't we paskin that way? It's a stop Mishnah. It's a very good Mishnah. It is a good Mishnah. There's no mistake in its transmission. Every contradiction has been resolved. You know why we don't paskin like that Mishnah? Because the ones that were exact, Mishnah Masayimi Zadavkani, those who were exact in their transmission said, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. It wasn't a Stam Mishnah. The whole question was based on the fact that there's no name in that Mishnah. And when Rebbe writes a Mishnah that's nameless, it's not a Stam, it's a Stam Mishnah.
Stam Mishnah
Remeir. Again, Stam Mishnah Remeir, I'll explain that in a minute. Let me just explain this, goodbye. So it's not a Stam Mishnah. Reb Shimon said this Mishnah. And therefore, it's not, the whole kasha was, why don't we paskin that way? Halachic is Stam Mishnah. It's not a Stam Mishnah. It has a name. The Mishnah ends, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon. We don't have it in our Mishnah, but the exact transmission of the Mishnah had those three extra words, Zu Divrei Reb Shimon, four words. And therefore, it's not a Stam Mishnah, so we don't paskin that way. Let me just do Rashi. B'ketayu, shenotl imachatikas eit, v'nasas labes yad, it doesn't need any fixing. A limta of a thick, and a tricha beshad. Do the Reb Shimon the last stumble. Now let me explain what you asked. When we say Stam Mishnah Bereir, that means when Rebbe wrote his Mishnayos, he used Remeir's Mishnah as the official approach. So therefore, whatever he didn't put a name in, he's poskening that way. So he poskened a lot like Remeir. That's what it means.
Saying that it actually did have
it. It had a name. Okay. So therefore,
is it common that Mishnah leaves out part of a Mishnah?
It's not common, but it happened. That's why we didn't pass like the Stam Mishnah, because it's not a Stam Mishnah. Usually, a Stam Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's only over here But it's not kani. Those exact transmitters have three more words in the Mishnah. So, to quote Archko, was there a corruption in the transmission? In the fact that we left out Zu Divrei Reb Shimon, yes. But in the halakas of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah wrote, there was no corruption. Dr. Gemara writes, Shalach Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Chiya Bar Avin sent the following message. Ma'arsin Toich Gimel. He paskened that you can do Arisin within 3 months of the death of the first husband. Or the divorce of the first husband. V'cheirayt Semaitse, and he says that's what we paskin. Rashi, v'cheirayt Semaitse, klemekach re'isim minne kachama maitsim. It's not just theoretical. I see people do that. V'cheirayt Reblozim melamdeinu mishum rechidin ha'godin. This is what he taught us. Rubai shorbishin, v'rubai shorshlishi, v'mtsoi shalom. You don't need 3 months. You need one complete month and two majority months. So let's say you need 16 plus 30 plus 16. That's what you need. You don't need 3 complete months. Rashi. Rubei shel chaydesh rishon, v'rubei shel achron, v'mtsai shalom. That is what Reb Chanina HaGadol said. Sorry, what?
What is it? What's the number? How do you get that number? Usually, it was a 90. Now it's in
3 months because.
Well, the last month is row over the month. It's like the month. The row over the month.
No.
How many days is this?
60 days.
No, he's asking a good question.
No, I don't want to really know.
Rabbi Cohen is asking a very good question. He wants to know why, if you don't need 3 months, why do you need this? 3 months was to make sure that she's not pregnant. Does this ascertain that she's not pregnant or not? And if it doesn't, so what, why are we doing this? That's what Rabbi Cohen is asking.
Rabbi Cohen said, it doesn't take a full 3 months. It's supposed to be pregnant. You know how to do she's going.
Yeah. There's a legal solution.
The Karen Ira learns that this is our locker for Arison, not because it proves that she's not pregnant, but because the whole Arison was only a gzera. Really, Arison is not going to make a problem. She's not having any relationship with her second husband. With a gzera. So the gzera wasn't you need 3 months completely. Just something that looks like 3 months and that's it.
But for Nisuin?
For Nisuin, Enochanami would be other. He only said Marison, right? That's how the Karen Ira learns. It's a Machlekes, but that's the Karen Ira stuff. But thank you for bringing it up. Ameimar, Shari La'aris B'yayim Tishim. He was a master in day 90. Amar Le'Ravashi La'Meimar, Rabbi Shmuel D'Amri Tavayu, Shvichu D'Hamten Gimel Chadashim Chutz M'yayim Shemei Tzvay V'chutz M'yayim Shemei Tzvay V'chutz. Rabbi Shmuel said, you need 90 days without the day of death and without the day of Harrison. So day 90 does not suffice. Dr. Gemara, that's a misquote. Ahu, le'inyam me'nekes itmar. Rav and Shmuel said that for a nursing woman, not for a fear of pregnancy. But a woman that's nursing is not allowed to get married. We learned that earlier. For 24 months, because you don't want the milk supply to stop. So there, Rav and Shmuel said, amitavayu tzrich elahamtim g'chav dalut chaydesh, but for the 3 months, day 90 suffices. For 24 months of Meneket, we need 24 months, not counting the day of death and not counting the day. I guess so. Every shear is that way.
Yeah.
You know, if you start doing that, you can knock every shear. 40 saws of kosher mikvah, 39.97. You can't play that way. A shear is a shear. Practic Gemara about who the other Sudas Arison behind Tishim but after they revel the Sudasing. There was a person.
He probably shared the initially with 3 months.
What do you mean?
That's 90 days. That doesn't include it. But here
was it. Depends how they set it up. How the Chazal set it up. Practic Gemara about who the other Sudas Arison behind Tishim but after they revel the Sudasing. There was a guy that made a party for his Erison on day 90, and Rabbi didn't let him do it. Rabbi stopped it. Forget your meal. There was no fridges, no freezers. Meal was lost. 90 days is not good enough. You need the 91st day. So we see even by Erison we're makbid. Dr. Gemara, who nesudas nesuin havoi? The guy made an nesuin. He didn't do an Erison. Erison Rabbi wouldn't have blocked. Nesuin needs post 90 days. The hilkasim. You have to wait 24 months. Besides the day that the husband died, and, I'm sorry, the baby was born, and the day she had Erison. Let me just finish. And you have to wait 90 days in between, that we do not allow the 90th day. We are machmer.
No difference.
Rashi. Look, Rashi. The hilchasim. Menikah tzichel hamtachol chaldas chutz miyam shenayla bay, besides his birthday. V'yishe she'ena menikah tzichel hamtach yimu chadoshim chutz miyam shemez bayla v'chutz miyam shenisar sebay. Yes, Rabbi Cohen. I'm sorry, Rabbi Brom. Even for Erison.
The argument we had before.
We passed like a mayor, like Wood. You have a question? So then, now we had him on Koikas. The end of the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Huda did not make a light book. In fact, allowed a married woman to have Erison within 90 days. And he allowed an Arusa to get married within 90 days. Rabbi Yaisi concurred with Rabbi Huda, but added, it's also because of Avelis. We're not basking, we're learning a Mishnah whether we're basking that way or not. We're basking like we're made, life load. But now we're going to explain our Mishnah. We have two other opinions in the Mishnah that we don't basking like. Rabbi Yehuda, who said, we let a married woman have Erison right away, and we let an Arusa get married right away. And Rabbi Yaisi concurred. She was an Arusa of the first one. He died. She never had a relationship with him. There's no reason to wait 90 days. We let her get married right away.
One day.
And because he doesn't hold a light book. Rabbi Yaisi concurred, but added the following line. Chutz min amana, mitnei ha'ibu. We don't let an amana, pashtus in the Mishnah, we don't let a widow have erison during 30 days because of avelus.
Amana mina.
Says, Rabbi Yaisi, I mean, kol ha'nasim yisharsu. Right, so we're talking about a Nesua. She can have Erison, but if she's an Amana, she has to wait 30 days.
Different reasons.
Pasuk in the Mishnah, it's a Nesua, her husband died, cannot have, we said she's allowed to have Erison right away. But not for 30 days because of Avelis. That's what the Mishnah seemingly says, according to Rabbi Yaisi. I said seemingly because the Gemara is going to change the pshat.
The inference is that.
No inference, it's halacha.
Minha, if she was
Minha Erison. She's not an
Avela. Is that what we're learning from the Mishnah?
We're not getting into that yet, but you're right. But that's not the point that we're going to be concentrating on yet. So the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara has a problem why Erison should be usher during Shloshim. Let me explain the Gemara's problem. The Gemara has a problem. During the 9 days, some people hold the 9 days. Let's go. During Shavuot Shechalbay, Tisha B'Av, the halacha is you're not allowed to do laundry. But the same Mishnah that tells us you're not allowed to do laundry says, I'm sorry, right. Let's stop it again. During the 9 days, right, you're allowed to have Erison. You're allowed to have Erison, but you're not allowed to do laundry. That means laundry is stricter than Erison. We allow a woman to have, a man, to do Erison during the week of Tisha B'Av. I just want to make something very clear. The way we act during the 9 days and the 3 weeks is not necessarily Dina de Gemara. Chumrah. certain parts of Chumrah. So we're not going to be talking about Lamaita now. We're going to be learning this Gemara. This Gemara says that during the week of Tisha B'Av, you can't do laundry. This is the way the Sfaradim Paskim. They don't hold the 9 days. The Sfaradim only keep Shua Shekalbai. So when Tisha B'Av comes down on Sunday, they can eat meat a whole week. Laundry, everything is permissible. They have no halachas of 9 days. Tisha B'Av is Sunday, they have nothing. We keep 9 days. Ashkenazim keep 9 days. Sfaradim only keep Shua Shekalbai. So we're going now in the Mishnah that says Shua Shekalbai. Shua Shekalbai, Tisha B'Av, no laundry. But everything is mutter. So the inference is that Erisin is more lenient than laundry. And yet, by Avelus, the halacha is, we don't pass in that way either, that laundry is mutter during Shloshim, but Erisin is usher. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara's problem. Make up your mind. If you're telling me that laundry is stricter than Erisin, then how could you permit laundry and usher Erisin? That's our kasha on Rabbi Yaisi, on understanding Rabbi Yaisi. In the week of Tisha B'Av, when laundry is prohibited, which is during Shloshim, where the Mishnah might cut and says it's mutter. Again, halacha lemaisa, we're machmer, but we're not talking about that now. Ain a din shemutter liaris? Isn't it for sure that you should Erison should be mutter? Mahi? Where do we see this? It's not. Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Taycha, the week of Tisha B'Av. Aser L'Saper, it's aser to take haircuts. We aser it in Shabbos and B'Tamas, but the Mishnah doesn't. The Braisa doesn't. The Mishnah doesn't. U'L'Chabes and to do laundry. U'B'Chamishi Mutter Nekavet Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is on a Friday, which doesn't happen in our calendar, you're allowed to do laundry air of Tisha B'Av because you have to have it for Shabbos. V'Tanya. Kaidim Hazman Hazem, before Tisha B'Av, at this point we're learning Kaidim Hazman Hazem means before Tisha B'Av, Matim Laskayim, the week of Tisha B'Av, people stop doing a lot of business. They cut down on their business. Melisa Melitin, from doing business, Melivnais, from building Binyanim Shel Simcha, Melintaya, planting the Tias of Simcha, Uma'arsin, but Erisin is mutter. I will like Erisin, but no one is doing. They nice and suit this Erisin. You can do Erisin, but you can't do the party. That means you're telling me that during the week of Tisha B'Av, I'm allowed to do Erisin, no laundry. By Avelus, I can do laundry and no Erisin? That's Rav Chisda's question. The Gemara will spend an amud on this question till it resolves this question. Rashi. Dr. Rashi Kavachaymer, Chizda Matmiya al Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. He questions Rabbi Yaisi. So I still the RS Machmas Avelus Kolamen. He asked his Eris in all 30 days because he's done it like, come on, come Ibu Shalosh Lashim Yay. The Makim Shasu Lachabe, Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Taychav. Mutu the RS, the Eris Allah Simcha Ninu, it's not Simcha. Makim Shemutu Lachabe, Taych Laman Yayim Shal Avel. The Avel ain't Osir B'Tach Baisis and Lashiva Yaman. The Yisra of Laundry is 7 days. The Chosh Lashim Yayim Lagiyot Sanan. 30 days is usher to press, to clean it very well. That's the halacha lemaisa we paskin, that people who do laundry, avelim, that do laundry on certain, cannot use detergent during shloshim, because that's called like giyot. The peripel megalkin. I will keep a slice. The tasmiris gufa, he loved asi peripera minasalai mitzvah. Even haircuts. We would have been matter had it not been for a xerish rabba. Kaidim hazman hazem. Kasavka daitach kaidim tishabah. Dainu kol ha-shabah shechal liyus b'taycha. Mematim. Arson. The lav simchahi. Kedushin is not called happiness because it's process. Mitzvah kavan. And he's doing a mitzvah. The Rashi is trying to tell me why we're meku by Arison. We're meku by Arison because it's not really, the suda is very happy. You celebrate. The suan is happiness because you're finishing it off. Erisin is the beginning of a process. It's not really happy time yet, unless you party. And therefore, we allow it during the 9 days. And it's a mitzvah. Interesting, Rashi doesn't bring the Svar of Shemi Kadmenu Achar. We allow Shidduchim in the 9 days because we're afraid that if you don't do it, you never know what's going to happen. But Rashi brings the Svar because it's not a real mitzvah. That means compared to laundry, Erisin is less. And yet, Here we allow laundry and after Eretz. What's shot in Rabbi Yitzchak? That's Rav Chisda's question. And for the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to have back and forth and back and forth until it comes to a final answer. We're going to attempt the first one. Ki tanya hi kaidim de kaidim. You misunderstood that, Brysa. When it said kaidim as man azeh, it didn't mean before Tisha B'Av. It meant before the Shvua Shechal B'Av. When the Brysa said kaidim as man azeh, we allow Erison, it didn't mean the week of Tisha B'Av. The week of Tisha B'Av, we don't allow Erison. We don't allow laundry and we don't allow Erison. And during Avelis, we allow laundry and don't allow Erison. Erison is stricter. I, the Brysa, said, Kaidim Hazman Hazeh, we allow Erison. And we understood Kaidim Hazman Hazeh means before Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av. They just know, it's the week before the week of Tisha B'Av. Doesn't say.
And never was. And what's on the
Erison? That Erison is Mutter. Again, the kasha had been. The kasha had been that it says in Shavuot Shechal B'Av that laundry is usher and erison is mutter. It never said erison is mutter. That's the answer. When it said erison is mutter, it wasn't talking about Shavuot Shechal B'Av. Ki tanya hi kaidim de kaidim. Rashi. Ki tanya hi dem erison kaidim de kaidim. Kaidim Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av liyaz b'taycha. Before the week of Tisha B'Av. The husband mutter lechabit, and laundry is mutter then also. Abotaycha Shabbos, but in the week of Tisha B'Av, Kshem Shasa lechabit, Asin Amir Li'aris, the Lekha Kavuchayim, and there's no Kavuchayim. No, we did not. Again. Again. It said Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Li'as B'taychai, it's Asin L'Saper lechabit. That's one Mishnah. That's the week of Tisha B'Av. Then we had a bright set. It said, Kaidim Hazman Hazeh, it's Mutter Laris. Doesn't say a word about Kibbutz. We assumed that Kaidim Hazman Hazeh is the week of Tisha B'Av. We combined the Mishnah and the bright set and walked away saying, laundry is Usur and Erison is Mutter. And therefore we had a contradiction to our Mishnah, which allows laundry, because during Shleishim laundry is mutter, and Erison is usher, which is the exact opposite of the week of Tisha B'Av. And for the Gemara, you're combining a Mishnah and a Braisa, which are talking about two different times. The Mishnah that says usher to do laundry would hold it's usher to do Erison also. It doesn't say so, but doesn't talk about it. And the Braisa that's mater Erison is mater laundry also. It's talking about a different time period, not the week of Tisha B'Av. The week before the week of Tisha B'Av. Sorry?
Unless your wife asks you a question, what should you do?
Who?
How's the stop hair?
Stop it means haircut, my friend. What does steeper mean? No, when you talk, what does steeper mean? Talk to yourself or talk to somebody else? What's Sibur? The Saper, what does that mean?
You talk to yourself.
Talk. That's called Sibur? So I was bothered. I spoke to Sach Shabbos. Noidu l'cha, for those who listen to what I spoke. Noidu l'cha, when it's Saper ti l'osecha. We say every day in Shemayin Esrei, 3 times a day. I thank you, Hashem, and I will be Mesaper your praise. When are we Mesaper to praise? What are being Mesaper to, when are we doing that? Now, in Shemayin Esrei? By saying that's called Sibur to ourselves?
If no one's around, it's not
Sibur. I don't know, it says Lamanta, right? We're saying that you can be doing it yourself, but that's not Lechatchila, is it? And this isn't bothering me. So therefore, I said, I don't know when I'm Mesaber to Lasecha, but I can be Mesaber to Lasecha now, and when I make a Simcha, that's what I said. But I was bothered by Nezu Mesaber to Lasecha. Now that you bring it up because it says not to take a haircut. Exactly what it had to do with the Sipur, I'm not sure, but I guess Sipur l'gzereshava. Like, by the way, when your wife asked you the question, it's before or after supper?
Well, supper,
Sipur. Sipur, that's it. I can talk to you by a bike. Amar Rabba, v'kaidim t'kaidim nami kavachem. No, I got a problem anyway. You haven't answered the problem. Because, and I'll speak it out, it says clearly that kaidim azman azeh, you cut back on your business. Whatever kaidim azman azeh means, the bride has said, mematim b'iskayim elisa v'litin. Cut back on unnecessary business. Right? And it says, you can do erisim. Whatever you learn, kaidim azman azeh, we just answered the kaidim azman azeh, doesn't mean the week of Tisha B'Av, it means the week before Tisha B'Av. And it says, cut back on your business, and you can do erisim. By Avelos of Shleishim, you don't have to cut back on business. In Shleishim, there's no halacha to cut back on business. And yet, erisim is us, so you got the same problem. You took it away from laundry. So I got another problem. In that brisa that said it's mutter to do erisin, it said cut back the business. So we answered that brisa is not talking about the week of Tisha B'Av. It's talking about the week before Tisha B'Av. And it says to cut back on business, but erisin is mutter. So which is stricter? Business is stricter than erisin. Then by Avelus, in Shleishim, there's no answer to do business. There's no halacha to cut back on business. And yet erisin is us. He got the same contradiction. You haven't solved the problem. You moved it from laundry to business, but the same kavuchemer is there. Which is stricter, business or erisin? Our Mishnah says a woman cannot have erisin because of ibul, but you can do business. And yet the bride says the week before Tisha B'Av says no business or cut back on business, and erisin is mutter. We got the same problem. Frakti gemara amarava kaidim kaidim nami kavuchemer. Umabam bakim shas elisa v'litan. It is us to do more than necessary business. Taisa speaks out, what's us is more than necessary. Ribui masa matim ka'aser, whatever that means. Mutter li'ares, so makim shemutter li'aris,
whichever, is this the week before the week?
The week before the week of Tisha B'Av. That's what we answered. But it still said no business. When I say no business, I mean come back.
And and we see somewhere else.
By Avelus, Bishleishim, business is mutter, and erisin is usher. So we haven't answered the question. So we tracked. Amr, Amr, the Gemara, Loi Tema, the Abdaisi Amr Kalanoshim is arsu. You're right. Erisin is not usher because of Avelus. We tracked our whole Gemara. Erisin is mutter even during Shleishim. Rabbi Yossi never answered erisin during Shleishim. Ela'ema kol hanashim yinasu. Women can get married even though their husband died. They don't have to wait 3 months. That's what he seems to be saying. He's being more mekul than anybody. A woman whose husband died can get married right away, except she has to wait Shleishim for Avelus. For Nisuin, not for erisin. I, the Mishnah, said kol hanashim yisarsu. Change that. Kol hanashim yinasu. Every woman can get married, even if she was married the first time. She was in a sua. She might be pregnant. Rabbi Yossi doesn't care. He's not chayshish. He's saying you can do nisuin except for an amana because of avelus. So nisuin is banned for 30 days. Only 30 days. The Rush has no avelus. But he doesn't require 3 months. Even for an amona, he only says avelus of 30 days. Rabbi Yossi is not concerned about not knowing who the dad is. Zokti Gemara de Bachad, Iboy Yisema Lesley. You're right. Maybe he doesn't hold it. Maybe. You're right. Who says he has to hold it? Chiddush. V'chiddush. But who says he has to hold it? Rashi. Dr. Rashi Eleimer, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Karanashim Yinasu Chutzimamana. Rabbi Yossi Loi Ibu Asu Ashminan. He's not being Mechadish. There's no Machloikas about Avelus now. See, because till now we thought Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda were the same opinion. So Rabbi Yossi added an Isra because of Avelus. Now we're talking about Nisuan. Everybody asks Nisuan because of Avelus. So that's not the Machloikas. The Machloikas is, do you hold on Avchana? Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't get married within 3 months. And yes, he's not worried about Avchana. So Dr. Ashi, then a minute soon after the Rabbi Yehuda invited us to be made able to have simcha, it's a happiness. Rabbi Yehuda is allowing marriage. Rabbi Yehuda is not calling the suicide arsu. Rabbi Yehuda only allowed erusin. But Rabbi Yehuda is the main bar. After the suicide arsu, the gimel machlokes v'davar. So now there's three opinions. Tanakam is also after arusin fliaris. Tanakam makes a loy blug. No woman can have erusin and no woman can have nesuin. Whether she was in a sewer or arusin makes no difference. The gazu arusis harishin onto nesuin. We made a Xerib, she was in Arusa because maybe she would be in Asuam, because we didn't Erisin the Akron, not in Asuam the Akron. Nothing is allowed. Not Erisin, not in Asuam, whether she was in Arusa or in Asuam, that's your mayor's opinion. Like, look. Rabbi Yehuda Saver had Asuas his Arsu. He lets the married woman have Erisin. But like Gazar Erisin, not in Asuam, he doesn't say that if we allow Erisin, people will do in Asuam. But Arusa is in Asu. But like Gazar Arusa, not in Asuam. And he doesn't make Xerib, Arusa, not in Asuam. I will have chana mi islay. But he holds you have to wait 3 months for nesuin, Rabbi Yehuda. We have to know who the father is. When nesuin like tinase. Rabbi Yaisi akvila have chana islay. We're answering now. Rabbi Yaisi doesn't care. He doesn't require a 3 month separation. He takes his chances.
Just
shloishim if she was in a sewer doing the sewer.
I'm sorry, what's Havchana?
Havchana is to discern who the father is, to ascertain, distinction. 90 days is for Havchana, to be able to be clear who dad is. And Rabbi Yaisi is not concerned.
How are you not concerned?
What are the chances? Again, I'm offering a pshat in Rabbi Yaisi. By the way, it's one of the pshats in Rabbi Yaisi, but I'm offering a pshat. What are the chances that a woman is pregnant when her father, the husband, dies? Or divorces her?
33% chance.
I don't think it's a 33% chance unless he died suddenly. He was sick, unhealthy, they fought. There's good reason to believe that a woman is not pregnant when her husband dies. First of all, a lot of women are older when their husband dies. Second of all, even the younger ones, the husband might have died after, I'm just speculating, might have died after an illness. And when they got divorced, they obviously... What's this? What's that? And if they got divorced, they probably fought beforehand. And they weren't having... So, it's a fear. It's a possibility. Enough so that everybody else is worried about it, and according to the second territory, Rabbi Yaisi worries about it also. But the Gemara is entertaining a Havamina, Rabbi Yaisi can live without it.
So, now he's getting married so fast. I mean, that's also a very improbable thing.
I'll disagree with you. In those days, women had no means of support. A woman looked to get married. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but the estate fed her.
30 days. Pretty fast.
Isn't she? Let's say she's a divorcee.
Okay.
Right?
So then there's maybe something else going on. The divorcee
is. Why would you want to think that?
No, even there's no reason. She has no parnassa. Finances are a big drive for a woman. She has no parnassa.
Family has 3 months.
Not a grusha. Woman gets divorced, she's on her own from the day of the get. Nothing.
Yeah, but she has a super.
Okay. You're right. She has a super.
It's going to be a lot more than reason.
Right. Anyway, that's her B'yaitishita. According to the first Eretz. Be by the same, if you want, I can tell you a different teretz. Va'olam islay. Rabbi Yaisi holds an achana. And Enochinami, he would not allow an asua to get married. And Rabbi Yaisi is machmer. What we're saying now is, Rabbi Yaisi is machmer. And he's saying, arusas can get married if they're divorced. But an arusa that's an almana has to keep avelus. Nu chedesh an avelus. That an arusa has to be an avela. Rabbi Yossi is saying, I'm letting all arusas get married. All nesuas can have erison. No avelus for erison. Right? We answered there's no avelus for erison. Arusas are allowed to have nesuas. Because they're arusas. They never had a relationship with their first husband.
No, there's no suspicion.
No suspicion. But an almonim and erison has to keep avelus, Rabbi Yossi is saying. Chiddush and avelus. That not only is there an avelus for a nesua, there's an avelus for an arusa.
Let me see that in
the word. Dr. Gemara, Ebayah Zayma Lo'ilam Islay. The Eima, Rabbi Yossi Eimer, call arusas gerushas yinasu. Change the gears of the Mishnah. Not, what was our Mishnah? Not, kol hanashim yisarsu, chutz min almanim neibu, but kol hanashim gerushas, kol hanashim, kol harusas yinasu, chutz min almanim neibu. Changes two words. Kol hagerushas and yinasu. Right. What?
Arusas grushas.
Correct.
Only gershin but.
It's mutter.
But any arusa.
Amana has to keep avelus. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of that avelus. Dr. Gemara Yachar behind Rabbi Yehuda. How is he different than Rabbi Yehuda? Dr. Gemara Ikibinayu. I'm sorry, Dr. Rashi. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi by saying, Isla Velochi Nasuk Tani. Vulan is Tuas Koi. La Arusas Koi. The Gemara will say, Michael Ibu La Arusa? The Gemara is going to question this. Now, the Gemara understands that that's not the machloikas here, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether an Arusa has an Avelus. So the Gemara wants to know what's the machloikas. Because Nesuan is usher and Avelus. And the Gemara doesn't think it's a machloikas. See, before we thought it's a machloikas whether Erison is considered a simcha. It was a machloikas in Hilchas Avelus. Here, we don't want to make a machloikas whether there is Avelus or not. We don't want to have the machloikas, does an Arusa have to have Avelus or not. If you tell me the halacha is, what does Avelus usher, that could be a machloikas if you do Rabbi Yossi. But now that you tell me Rabbi Yossi says that an arus is an avela, there's no reason to assume Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. So what are they arguing about? Correct the Gemara. Ihochi, if that's the case, I knew Rabbi Yehuda. How is he changing Rabbi Yehuda? Because originally we thought he's changing Rabbi Yehuda because he uttered something in Hilchas Avela. Then we changed the pshat and said he was much more mekel than Rabbi Yehuda. He said you don't need avchana. But now we're saying he does need avchana. And Hilchas Avelus allows Erison. So what is the Machloikas of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi? Of the Gemara, Ikki Benayu Nesua Li'Ares. We're going to say a Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda holds, and Nesua can have Erison. Rabbi Yossi holds, and Nesua can't have Erison. He makes Xera. He allows an Arusa to get married, if she's not an Avelus. But he doesn't allow a Sua to have Erison. He makes a half Xera. Again, Rabbi Meir made two gzeiras. He didn't allow an arusa to get married, and he didn't allow an nesua to have erison. Lifelong. Rabbi Yehuda made no gzeiras. He allows an nesua to have erison, and he allows an arusa to get married. And Rabbi Yossi, according to this shot, says, whoa, I don't allow an arusa and a nesua to get erison. I make that gzeira. But I don't make an gzeira for an arusa to get married. Two gzeiras Rabbi Meir made. Rabbi Yossi would have made no gzeiras, and we're saying now Rabbi Yossi makes one of the two. Rabbi Meir said, we don't allow an Asua nor an Arusa to do anything. Rabbi Yehuda said, an Asua can have everything, and an Arusa can have an Asua. And Rabbi Yossi says, an Arusa can have an Asua if there's no Avelus issue, but an Asua cannot have everything. We're afraid that people will confuse, and they'll do an Asua even though they're just doing everything.
But
an arusa can do nisuin if there's no avelus.
But avelus, they agree.
Everybody agrees to avelus. That's what we're saying. At this point, let's read it inside. Reb Yehuda sabe nisuin butlaris laris. Reb Yaiti sabe nisuin asur laris. Sech Rashi. Ikke benayu nisuin laris. The comer of Yehuda nisuin sisarsu. Boy, Glazer eris and other nisuin. He's not afraid that if you allow eris and they'll do nisuin. She was an arusa. And we don't ask her an arusa because of a nesua. But he doesn't let nesua have erisin. Because she might be embarrassed. And what's wrong? I, she's only doing erisin. If we let erisin, they'll come to get married. So going to this teretz, so far we have two terutzim. The first teretz was, Reb Yaisi allows nesuas to get married if there's no avelus issue. And Reb Yaisi, Reb Yehuda says, no way, you need 3 months. She was in a suah. How can she get married? How can she have nesuah? And Reb Yaisi says, I don't worry. Second teretz is, everybody's worried about avchana. And Reb Yehuda is mekel. And he allows Arusa to have Nesuin and Nesuin to have Erisin. And Arusa can only have Nesuin if there's no Avelus issue. But if during the 30 days there's an Avelus issue, he agrees to Reb Yaisi. Because they're not arguing whether an Arusa is an Avel or not. Reb Yaisi comes and says, I agree halfway to Reb Yehuda and halfway to Reb Meir. I agree to Reb Yehuda that an Arusa can have Nesuin because she's not pregnant. And I don't make Xera that you'll confuse an Arusa with a Nesua. But for Nesua to have Erisin, I'm afraid. Because once they do Erisin, they might do Nesua. So Ramanamina Erisin is also because of Avelus. And Reb Yehuda agrees. 30 days. And afterwards they can have marriage. Grushamina Erisin can get married right away. Also. And Arusa can get married. She's not pregnant from the first husband. Now we're going about Nesua. And Nesua, that's a Grusha, or Nesua, that's an Almana, past 30 days, Reb Yaisi says, no Erisin, because if we let Erisin, you might come to do Nesua. And Reb Yehuda doesn't make the Zera.
For sure.
38, that's all. How about Erisin days 31?
Yes, she can.
Great Reb Yehuda. Reb Yaisi offers Erisin up to Nesuin. He makes the Xera. If we allow Erisin, you might come to do Nesuin.
And after the 30 days?
We still offer.
But wait, full 90 days?
Full 90 days. This teretz we're saying, Reb Meir made 2 gzeres, and Reb Yehuda made no gzeres. And in this teretz we're saying, Reb Yehuda made 1 and not the other. Sunday, I am not going to be here, Emet Hashem, and Hirsch is going to say the Chazara.
No.
Yes. And starting Monday through Friday, Lynn Eder, I will be on the phone. Either 5 to 6 or 6 o'clock, depending if I remember to take along my Peliyahs. And I will give the shiur on the phone, not live. Next Sunday, Emet Hashem Hirsch will say again. And then Emet Hashem that Monday morning, I will be back live again, here and on the phone.
Rebbe, if Avram and I learn...
No, wait, don't...
Mazel tov.